Rawls has shepherded the St. Paul AME Church congregation for more than a decade. The Gainesville native and University of Florida alum says the church's liberation theology was something he learned from a very young age.
That is the DNA of who we are. I was raised AME, and so that's what I've been taught my entire life, that we not only worship God in singing songs and reading scriptures, but we also worship God and ensuring that all of God's people are able to live a liberated life.
The St. Augustine City Council decided recently, after hours of public comment and a number of pro-monument and anti-monument protests, to keep the city's two existing Confederate memorials up in public spaces, one owned and managed by the city and another by UF. Instead of tearing them down or moving them to museums, city leaders decided to create a panel that would craft placards that would go alongside the monuments to more accurately contextualize the realities of slavery and the Civil War. Rawls says he isn't against the idea in theory, but that he has little faith in the yet-to-be-appointed panel's fairness.
The city commission won't have the backbone to say, no, you whitewashed it. What they'll say is, okay, we went through the process and this is what we came up with. And that's pretty much how it's done in St. Augustine.
Rawls says applying Martin Luther King Jr.'s tactics of nonviolent protest doesn't mean people should feel comfortable. And he knows the Knights of Lights draws tourists and locals from around the city and state. So it only makes sense for him and his flock to demonstrate when they're most visible. Rawls plans to have a group march from his church to the Plaza de la Constitución at 5 in the evening. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.